Hey, we're so excited that you're joining us here on Community Church Podcast, where our prayer is that you would find a better life with Jesus and a secure place in heaven. We hope this message encourages you, and if you want to find out more ways to connect, you can visit us at forabetterlife.org.
Father, this morning we get ready, we get our hearts ready to hear your word, to receive your word, to choose to leave your word. Because I am more, Father. I've been called for victory and not for defeat. I've been called for health and not for sickness. I've been called for prosperity and not for poverty. God, I believe that today. I believe that I'm more than a conqueror in Jesus' name. And I believe that in the name of Jesus, but also under the anointing of the presence of the Holy Spirit in this place. God, I open my heart today. We open our hearts today to receive what you have for us in your presence. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Come on, if you believe that, church, today. Come on, if you believe that, church, today, give it up for him. All over the Zoom. I see you, George. I see you. I see you. I see Furby there, too. Come on. All right, you may be seated this fine morning. Wow. We can just stay in the presence of God for the rest of the service. We are in the presence of God, but we can just acknowledge him through worship, and it's impressive. And talking about acknowledgement, we are definitely acknowledging this season, and we're believing God is doing something extraordinary in our midst. We truly do. Greetings from our pastors. You know, these couple of months have been of a lot of work, and I think for you as well, and we've been through so many things that one of the things we were talking earlier about being steward, you also need to be steward not only of your finances, but also of your time and your rest. And our pastors took these days to rest. And I think we all need to understand that. And resting doesn't mean anything else than just stepping away just for a little bit, change the perspective and change the environment. That doesn't mean you need to travel somewhere. No, it doesn't mean that. It's just that you take the time to take care of yourself and just rest and try to slow down. Slowing down doesn't necessarily is going to back you up, not at all. Slowing down is necessary. Life is not about balance. Life is always about pace, okay? Balance will get you nowhere, okay? Have you tried to balance before? You're like, oh, my God, my life is here. And oh, my God, you're going nowhere. You're doing some arm exercise maybe. But pacing, though, that's different. Because then you and I learn when we got to give it all. 100%, boom, 100 miles per hour. But sometimes we also, pacing tells you need to slow down. And I think it's so important for us to understand that. However that might look for you, we encourage you. Resting is actually a command from the Lord. We got to rest, okay, guys? So today, we're going to continue our series. Last week, what a word from God in our series, Healing a Sick Land. Pastor David taught us that it is so important to understand that it is us, the church, the children of God, who are responsible. We don't really like that term so many times, but we are responsible. We've been called to pray, to present ourselves before the Lord, to believe for the healing of our communities. Our communities are sick. Our nation is sick. Our world is sick. We live in a sick land, but we have a healing God. And then it is us, our responsibility. Come on, somebody must say amen to that. Somebody must believe that today. You know, we got to present ourselves knowing who we are. We are God's children. And we got healing in our veins. Come on, because that is our God. The blood of Jesus covers us. And I love how last week Pastor spoke on remorse versus repenting. What a word. Really, what a word. Because we are so good at feeling remorse, right? But then when you get to repentance, it's so hard. You know, remorse is what makes us feel bad, right? Oh, I feel bad for what I did. But repentance is literally, let me turn around. Let me turn away. It's not a 360. No, it's a 180. Come on, okay? Remorse might be 360. You're like, I feel so bad. Oh, I'm at the same place. No, but 180 is like, hey, it's repentance. God, I come before you. I bring my sin before you. I bring my life, my soul. And then you do the 180 and you start changing. Come on. And I think that's the way we're going to heal our sick land. And I want to go back to the verse really quick. You have it. It's our foundation verse, and
We're going to go over it a couple of times today. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. You have it on screen. That's funny. That's really funny, actually. It's like, there we are. Okay, we're gone. It says, "Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves," that was our last week topics, "and pray," this week's topic, "and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways," it says, "I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land." Verse 15 says, "My eyes will be open and my ears attentive to every prayer made in this place." Can someone say amen to that? Today I want to speak to you on this topic. It's time to pray, my Lord. I want you to say that with me all over the chat. Write it down. It's time to pray. Thank you. Thank you. Come on, say it with me. It's time to pray. How many of you have a phone? A smartphone? Or anybody has a flip phone? Is that, do they still sell those? They do, right? I think they're called burners. Hey, okay. All right, so if you have a smartphone, you know how important this device has become in our lives. Like, literally, we work here, we entertain ourselves here, we communicate here. We have an access. It is a window to the world. This thing is like, oh my goodness. All right? But I don't know if it has happened to you. I'm pretty sure it has, that you're doing something on your phone, or you're going through your stuff, and all of a sudden it runs out of battery. You been there? Yeah? Like about 2 days ago, Steph goes like, "Hey, hon," and I was like, "Yeah, what's going on, babe?" And I was like, "Hey, listen, there's a friend that wrote this song," literally. And she goes, "I want to show it to you." And then she pulled out Spotify on the phone, and then it died. And we're like, you know. And maybe it has died on you, the phone, on like more critical like spots, right? Like, oh my gosh, I'm lost, and I got no GPS in my phone. So this is such an important device for us nowadays. It really is. But if this is off, it doesn't work. It loses its value really quick. Like, what can you use the phone if it doesn't have power? Well, you can't throw it because it's going to break, although this is a great defense mechanism if you need so, right? It's like, you know, it's like, poof. All right, but that's gone. It really doesn't have any value if it's off. That's why when you buy a phone, in the little box comes a what? A charger. Yes! Come on, everybody. How many of you love your charger? You gotta love it, because there's no other way to bring your device up and running. So what do we do with this? We grab the device and we plug it to the wall, which is the source of power, and then we connect. I'm not gonna connect it because you already know how to do it, okay? I don't have to display it for you. You know. Okay, that's it. So when I tell you that it is time to pray, what I'm trying to tell you, it is time to plug the phone. So prayer, it's to us what the charger, it's to the phone. You, prayer. And the power source is to the phone what God is to us. When we plug ourselves through prayer to the source, we gain energy. Because prayer, it's vital. Say it with me, it's vital. It is vital. To be connected with God, it is 100% necessary. We cannot live this life, and we can pretend to try to live this life without being connected with God. And the way that God intended us for us to do that, it's prayer. Everybody's getting free chargers today. I'm kidding. No, no, no free chargers. I'm kidding. You get a charger. You get a charger. Prayer, it's critical. But before we even get to the importance of prayer, we should ask the question, what is prayer? Like, are you serious? Yeah, yes. What is prayer? And in the most simple way that I think it should be explained, Prayer is talking to God. Because you and I are called to a relationship with God, not a religion with God. So the way you and I communicate, the way you and I talk to God is through what we call prayer. But prayer is no more than a conversation with a person. So it happens that this person is God, okay? What's the difference between a regular conversation and prayer? It's who you're talking to. That's it. I can't pray to you. I shouldn't pray to you. But I can communicate with you because we have a relationship. But the foundational essence of our communication with God, it's prayer. It's the plug. Come on. Prayer is the plug. It really is. Now, who can pray? That's another great question. We know what prayer is. It's talking to God. So who can talk to God? Who can talk to God? But I want to read a verse. Man, this verse is something else. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 29. You're going to have it on the screen. It's really quick. It says, the Lord is far. Just like the slide. Yes, you can put this slide. The Lord is far, very far from my notes, and the verse is like, where's the verse? The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. I want you to leave that verse there for just a second. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. There are some people that read that verse and immediately find themselves identified. Oh, there you go. That's why. That's why God doesn't hear me, because I am wicked. I think the Holy Spirit wants to change your perspective this morning. And answering the question, who can pray, is so important for some of you, because I think God wants to break something in your heart today. And I speak to my beautiful people who are online right now. I want to tell you something, and I want to tell you something. He says there that God is close, and he hears the righteous. You know how you and I become righteous? Not by what we do, but by who we believe in. We become righteous because Christ Jesus died on the cross, spilled all his blood for our salvation. They're clapping on Zoom. You ain't clapping. That's why Zoom is where he's at. You can come before the Lord because you've been redeemed by Jesus. Oh, no, but you know what? God doesn't hear me. You know how many times us, like pastors and leaders, we get this like, would you pray on my behalf? Because I know, Pastor, that God hears you more than I do. You know how many times I have to contain myself, because if I slap someone, I'm going to get in trouble. So I just pray, Holy Spirit, slap him. Please slap him. We're talking about praying here, not pity. We gotta pray. And you know why we gotta pray? Because we can. It's God saying, I need to communicate with you. This is not a monologue. This is a conversation. But so many oftentimes we allow our sin to dictate our relationship with God. We allow our failure to dictate our relationship with God, and we don't allow God to dictate our relationship with him. Come on, who can pray? You can pray, because you've been made righteous by the blood of Christ. And actually, if you and I sin, who do we go for repentance? We go to God. And how do we go with God? Through prayer. When you feel out of battery, you need to get connected. You and I need to plug in. And that's where the devil, come on, Pastor Javi was making such a good example this morning, that the devil can't stop God's plan, but he can dilute. Dilute it? Is that diluir? That's crazy. So the devil's going to tell you, you hypocrite. How would you present yourself before your Lord? Through prayer. You know why? Because he's my father, and I have a relationship with him. And if I mess up, I have a clear path to go talk to him. That's how it is. Don't allow your circumstances to determine how you relate with God. Prayer is just simply talking to God. and we've been made righteous so we can access the presence of God and have that. So that's great, but at the end of the day then, why is prayer so important? Why is prayer so critical for you and for me? Three quick things. The first thing is that through prayer, we made an invitation. We make an invitation to God. Prayer is an invitation. When you present yourself and you open the space in your life and you allow to get connected and get communicating with God, you're telling God, I need you here. Come on in. Come on in, God, into these circumstances. Come on in, God, into this debt. Come, God, please, into this messed up relationship, in this toxic relationship. Come on, God, it's an invitation. Through prayer, we invite God into the circumstance. It's like, come on. You know why prayer is so important? Because not only prayer is an invitation, but it is the path of communication that He gave us. We shouldn't experience prayer as a religious practice. We should experience it as a path of communication. So many of us, I was raised into believing that prayer was simply a religious practice, that I will have to say this or count that. But rather, prayer needs to be experienced as the avenue, as the highway of communication, because I can speak to God and He's there. Come on, someone, believe that today. We need to break the religious pattern that has taken over prayer, that makes it just a simple repetition to see what happens. It's not a gamble, guys. It's a relationship with God. If your goal of prayer is to achieve something, that's called religion. You and I need to go over that. You and I need to believe 100% that the power of prayer is, and the purpose of prayer is to communicate and relate with God. Have you ever heard, we are looking for God's hands. We should look for God's heart. You know, like, yes. Because we want a miracle, but we got the miracle maker. Like, I dig the miracle. I need it. I do need it. But I don't want a miracle without being close to the miracle maker's heart. And prayer can do that. And number three, why prayer is so important, not only because it's an invitation to God and it's the path of communication, but prayer is so critical in our life because it is our weapon. And this is how I fight my battles. Come on, everybody. Oh, no, never mind. The worship is not here. I did not tell them that. So they're like, whoa, whoa. You know, I was like, oh, my God. I'm taking notes. So I was like, oh, shoot. It's our weapon. And we'll talk about that in just a second, but we need to see prayer as it is. It opens the path. It invites God in the circumstances, but it also gives me the tool to fight back. This is how I fight my battles, through prayer. Oh, and you might be asking yourself right now, man, but I pray. And I ask you back, do you pray out of faith or you're praying out of fear? Because if the foundation of our prayer is fear, God doesn't understand that language. But if the foundation of my prayer, of my relationship with God is faith, oh, God understands faith very well. That's His language. The Bible says it. How does that look if I come before God and say, oh my God, God, oh, this situation is so troubling and I don't know what's going to happen. Please, God, I cry out to the heavens today. In Jesus. It sounded such a good relation. Like, that's such a good prayer. God, you know, like you speak in tongues. Like you added tongues in there. Wow, come on. Yeah, but that prayer, it's coming out of fear. So God is like, excuse me? You know what I'm saying? Like, what? But when we present ourselves before the Lord, I know this is crazy. This situation is so complicated. I don't know if we're going to have to eat. I don't know if financially we're going to make it. I don't know, God, this relationship. But Lord, despite the circumstances, I trust in you. I know that your thoughts are better than my thoughts. And whatever it is, I believe that everything works out well for those who love you. So Jesus, I choose faith today. That's a very different prayer. Don't forget, faith is for us to use it. Let's use our faith through prayer. Are you with me? God, are you praying or something? I don't even know. It's like, let me pray right now. Say it with me, it's time to pray. Come on, say it with me, it's time to pray. It is time to pray. And I love our verses, the ones that have set the foundation for the whole series. I really do. Second of Chronicles, God speaking, excuse me, to Solomon. And let's read it really quick. I really like that. You know why I love the verses? Because they don't only say what is going to happen. God's going to heal our land. He's going to answer our prayer. But it's also telling us kind of like how to do it. There's action all over this place. Like, there's action. It's telling me to do something. It's telling me to pray. It's encouraging me. It says, then one night the Lord appeared to Solomon and said, I have heard your prayer. That means that Solomon had been what? He's been praying. So he heard his prayer, and I have chosen this temple as the place for making sacrifices. Your prayer will always lead you to sacrifice. Because you're no one, come on, anybody with me? It's like you every day, 3 a.m, whew, here I am, Lord. Here's your beloved son, 3 a.m, every day. I love you. Maybe some of you are there. That's amazing. Pray for us. It's going to take a sacrifice. Of course it is. It says, at times I might shut up the heavens so that no rain may fall or command grasshoppers to devour your crops or send plagues among you. 14, our text, he says, then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, come on, action, and pray, action, and seek my face, action, and turn from their wicked ways, action, 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 action. You and I need to pray, and you and I need to make the decision. The Christian that doesn't pray has awarded themselves with the title of expectator. I want to show you this. Where's... Oh, God. Where are you, bro? Oh, there you are. Oh, my goodness. That looks... This is a Christian that doesn't pray. Man, life is so tough. You know, lately... life has been hitting me like hard. Oh, God, bro, you can do better than that, bro, like that. Okay, chill, okay, don't. No. And you know, life is, it's, but I believe in the Lord. Come on, Jesus. I've been praying. I go to church, and I've been praying for this situation, and you know, and you know, it's like, I believe God will do it, and Pastor Flacco, that's such a good teaching, man. Like, yeah, you know, like, I got to pray, you know, it's time to pray, and life is hitting you hard, you know? Like, and so, bro, don't hit me on the back. That's dangerous, actually. It is, right? Like, you don't hit people on the back, Nick, bro. Jesus, just to the sides. You know, if we don't pray as Christians, we're spectators. And life is going to beat us down. And the devil's going to beat you down. And you're like, oh, I believe. I'm a believer in Christ. I pray, Pastor. I pray. He's like, God, thank you. This is what happens when we pray. Come at me, bro. Because my prayer becomes a weapon. Yo, I'm getting there, bro. People want blood hearing. What is this, man? It's like, because this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. You hit the water. Take it. Get out of here, bro. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. No, you're supposed to get out of here, bro. Stop looking at me like that, bro. I think today the Lord is calling you to stop being a spectator of your life. Prayer puts you in the game. When you pray, you get in the game. Prayer puts you right there. Oh, but God is good, Pastor. God is faithful. Who said differently? He is so faithful, and he's so merciful and graceful that he's given us prayer to do something about it, about our situation. You know, when people pray for you, that's a great thing. Actually, I'll give you this. We need people to intercede for us. I need that in my life. It really is. Like, it's really that important. Make sure that the people around you, the circle that people you have, they pray for you. Make sure that that is a reality. But there is nothing like your personal, private prayer life, because that life makes you grow. So you start hearing all of this. I hear this news. I hear that conspiracy. I hear this politician. I hear that politician. Are you listening to God and what he's telling you? I think the challenge for all of us in this season of it's time to pray is to stop listening to all the voices around that are trying to drag you left and right and start listening to your creator that has the best plan for your life. And I know some of you are like, there's a politician to steer the... Listen. I believe that you've been called for be a change, a history change world. I don't even know what else. You are an agent of change. You are an agent of change. You are an agent of change. God has called you to change your surrounding. And you and I cannot do that retweeting and reposting. We gotta do that praying. Oh, that sounds so spiritual. Mm-mm. No. You gotta pay the price to pray. Yeah. Just like we invest so much time in social media, how about if we invest the same amount of time in praying? Oh, life will be so different. You know what happens when you pray? God speaks to you because it is a conversation, not a monologue. Come on. And some of you might believe, how is God going to speak to me? Break the shame in your life today because God is going to speak to you. He will. I'm telling you. No pray, no gain. No pray, no gain. It's time to stop being a spectator and get in the field. How to pray then? You know, I think our prayer life, it will start as a discipline. Our prayer life will start as a discipline because we have to. You know, we have to do that. It's my call to you today. Believe for prayer as a discipline, but listen to me, very soon, soon and very soon, is going to go from a discipline to a devotion, to a desire. You're going to desire to pray. You're going to desire to be there. You're going to miss it. But don't come tell me if you haven't tried it. I want to encourage you today. Come on, if you're a young person, go and pray, man. Listen. If you give chances to other things and other philosophies in your life, go ahead and give some chances to prayer. And you come back to me in a month, and you're going to tell me, you're going to write, you're going to have a, I don't know how much of a piece of paper of what God is going to speak to you. And this goes for everybody, for myself. We got to pray. It is time to pray. How did Jesus do it? I close with these verses. The worship team can, like angels, fly over here. There goes an angel. Look at the Bible. If we're going to talk about prayer and devotion, let's talk about Jesus to close. Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 and 9. This is Jesus saying, and when you pray, say with me, when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues, in the temples, out there, at their office, I don't know, and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others, because the purpose a prayer is to be seen by others, but it is to communicate with God. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. Verse 6. But when you pray, come on, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Amen. 7 says, and when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases or repeat empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Verse 8 says, do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. We don't need to fake it. We need to faith it when we come before God. We got to believe He's listening. Pray then like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. And we're not going to read the Lord's Prayer today because that's your homework. That's my homework. I want to send you home today with the homework of reading the Lord's Prayer. If you and I are going to learn how to pray, let's go to the prayer of the Lord and how He communicated with His Father. I believe God's going to speak to you this week like He has not spoken to you in so long. Or maybe for the first time, you're going to hear God's voice. How do I hear God's voice, Pastor? Is He going to show up? No. No, maybe not. Maybe he can. But it's an impression in your heart that will give you the testimony itself that it is God who's speaking to you. You're going to go like, whoa, okay, that's God. That's it. Write it down. As you're reading the Lord's Prayer, write it down. God's going to speak to you. I know that. I know this week is going to be different if you choose to pray. I close with this. Last night, I was finishing up the teaching, and all of a sudden, I hear this voice that says, Dad, 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 Dad. Mind that the first 5 minutes, he was saying, Mom, Mom, Mom. But Mom couldn't answer, and I saw that Mom was busy. She was taking a phone call. So I said, okay. So I'm busy, bro. What? I enter Luca's room, and he's like, Dad, yes, son, can you pray with me? And I told him, no! I'm kidding, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I'm busy. You know what the Holy Spirit said to me that day? Yesterday, last night, he told me. Because I had such a bad attitude, okay? I'm just being honest here with you. I had such a bad attitude. It's like, I'm busy, bro. I got to preach tomorrow. So God said, I'm going to give you an example for it. Go, you know? And the Holy Spirit just literally smacked me in that moment. And He said, will I react like that? Would I welcome you like that? Like, what's going on? Because that's what I said. It's like, what's going on? Why are you calling me? Now, I want to say something. Luca wasn't like, Dad, 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 Dad. You know, like annoying. No, 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 no. He wasn't repeating just for repeat. I know that. He was sincerely calling me out. Dad, 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 Dad. He was genuinely calling me. He was genuinely needed to me. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, cease, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Come on, God. I'm right here. I need you right now. This is really hurting me. This situation is really pushing my buttons. God, I need you. Come on, God, I need you. But you're not coming from just a simple place of need. You're coming from a place of relationship because you know who you're calling. Luca knows who's calling. He knows who he's calling. He's calling his dad. Are we calling our dad in prayer? Come on, do you receive this word today? Do you receive this word today? It is time to pray. Come on, let's stand up. We're going to close. It is time to pray. It is time for the church to take a stand and say, no more, I will be in slumber. I am going to stand for my family. I'm going to stand for my job. I'm going to stand for my children. I'm going to stand for my community. I'm going to stand for the people that make decisions in this country. I'm going to stand up in prayer and believe that God will bring breakthrough as I believe Him and if I strengthen my relationship with God. Come on, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the access, God. Thank you because we have access, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I choose to fight my battles like this, God. I choose to fight my battles. Because I stand before the Lord with arms high. And my heart surrendered. Humble myself before the Lord. Always seeking for repentance. To turn my wicked ways. Because I have a relationship with my Lord. If you feel that's too far for you, God is just a thought away. I'll say that again. God, if you feel you're too far from God, God is just a thought away. That's it. Your sin doesn't define Him. It doesn't. Because your sin doesn't define yourself. And God sees you in a very unique way. So I encourage you to see yourself today as God sees you. That you enter God's presence in the space of prayer. You connect, you plug in the phone, and my son, my daughter are home. They're right here, and I am ready to listen. Father, that you're in heaven, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. God, thank you. Thank you, God, for today. Thank you for this word. We treasure it in our hearts. We choose today, God. We choose today, God, to start praying, to start believing that it goes far away from religion. But it is the way that I can relate with you, God. I want prayer to be the path of communication and not just simply a religious practice, God. I'm tired of that. That doesn't work. I want to be with you. In Jesus' name, we declare it today that you're going to help us, Lord. You're going to help me, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. And if you don't know Jesus and today is the day of your salvation, that's how the Bible calls it. You know that you do that through prayer too. Through having a conversation with Jesus to acknowledge who He is and what He's done. So I want to guide you in a prayer today that goes like this. We're all going to say it all together on the networks here on the temple. Come on, let's say, Jesus, thank you so much because one day, You chose to die for me because one day my sin got deleted from your presence. The day that you, Jesus, died on the cross for my life. Thank you. Today, I say to you, Jesus, you are the Son of God, the Savior of the world, and the Savior of my life. I give you my life, all of it. In your name I pray. Amen and amen. Come on, give it up for Him.
Thank you for listening to this week's message. Be sure to visit us at forabetterlife.org where you can get connected, plan a visit to any one of our services, send us any prayer requests you may have, or take your next step in your spiritual walk. If you've decided to give your life to Jesus today, congratulations, we're so excited for you. Don't hesitate to reach out to us and connect at forabetterlife.org.